I was talking to a man yesterday. He is a husband. He is preparing to be a father. He's a man of faith, a man of God, and yet he's struggling with an unwanted porn addiction. And he was coming to me because he is sick and tired of this behavior, this cycle of constantly acting out sexually, watching porn, masturbating, lying to his wife, feeling like a worthless piece of garbage, feeling unworthy of a spouse, unworthy to be a father, unworthy to be God's child. And he came to me because out of desperation, he didn't know what is wrong, what he's doing wrong. If this sounds familiar, guys, I want you to take a pause and think about your own life and your own situation and your own trajectory. If you are struggling with your sexual integrity, with your sex drive, with porn, with fantasy, with endless scrolling, if you're struggling with masturbation, then I want this video to be hope. And I want to identify the actual thing that's going on that's going to break you out of the cycle, as it is has for me, and what I told to this man just yesterday I talked to. And he was almost in tears, explaining that he just feels like, in his words, he's failing. He's failing as a man. He's failing in his faith. He's failing as a husband, as a provider, and he's going to be failing as a father. That's what he was telling me. And I asked him simply the question, whose voice is that? Is that your voice that is saying that you're a failure? Is it God's voice? He was like, no. Whose voice it is? It is coming from something deep within that is not of God, that is not of your true nature as a man, your true masculine nature. It is not coming from your conscience. It's coming from the other side, the darkness, the shadows. It's coming from the enemy, the devil, Satan. It's coming from a place that has nothing to do with your true self, the godly self. And so I told him, and I asked him specifically, tell me the moments that you feel most likely, most susceptible to going down the road of acting out porn, masturbation, feeling like a piece of garbage, lying to your wife. Tell me that how that cycle starts. And he says, well, it starts with a thought. It starts with a thought of, I'm a failure, right? And then he feels this need to isolate. When things get stressful in work, in his relationship with his spouse, he tends to isolate and cocoon himself, to go under the covers, to wrap himself in a blanket, open the phone and scroll endlessly, eventually finding porn, eventually masturbating, and the cycle continues. Yeah? Let me know if this sounds familiar to you. And so I told him, there's a specific moment in that cycle that you're not identifying because all you're seeing is you watched porn, you masturbated, and you messed up. That's the only highlight reel of your entire cycle of addiction that you're highlighting, but that's not the issue. That's not the crux of the issue. That's not where the impetus for change is going to be in your life. You're focusing on the wrong thing, because if you only focus on stopping a behavior, guess what? You're going to give more power to it. You're going to give more fuel on that fire, and it's going to grow and consume you. And you're going to be endlessly confused your entire life because you're focusing on the wrong thing. And so I told him again, take me back to the moment that cycle started. And he was like, well, it started with my wife was saying something to me, and I felt accused by her. I was like, okay, well, it's her right as a wife, as a woman, to express herself and her opinion. And I asked him to tell me exactly what she said. Turns out it wasn't anything egregious that she said. She was just stating her opinion about something. But what happened was that he took it personally. And he had this seed planted in his mind, which is, my wife is not happy. Therefore, it's my fault. Therefore, I'm failing as a man. You see where this is going? And so he's trying to fix the feeling of I'm failing with a substitute to help fill that void, which is escapism, which is the real culprit here, escaping those feelings and emotions and deciding to numb them through scrolling through porn, acting out sexually, fantasy. And then he feels what? Shame and guilt, remorse because of his behavior, and then tries to drown that feeling of shame with what? More shame, because it's the easiest way to cover a shadow. My friends, the easiest way is to cover it with more shadows, but it's not the long-lasting way. The most long-lasting and effective way is to shed light on the shadow, because it's actually getting rid of the shadow. In other words, guys, there are things that you're telling yourself about yourself throughout the day, many times, those low days where you're just feeling unmotivated, unproductive, like you're just a worthless person. Those are the days that you tend to act out. Those are the days that you tend to escape. Those are the days that you tend to feel like you're failing because of one thought that led to an emotion that led to an action. It starts with one thought. I'm a failure. I'm unworthy. I'm unloved. I'm the worst. I'm a bad person. I'm a terrible man. I'm a terrible provider. I'm failing as a man. I'm not living up to my potential. I'm not being productive enough. You guys know these voices. Let me tell you something, guys. The difference between shame and guilt. Guilt, in some sense, can be seen as a good thing. In some sense, it could be seen as God's way of reminding us that we made a mistake, that something needs to be redeemed. We need to redeem ourselves. We need to apologize. We need to repent. It's that pang in our conscience that says, okay, you made a mistake. If we didn't feel guilt, then we'd be just be degenerate psychopaths that just do whatever we want and we have no feeling. That's what psychopaths are. Shame, on the other hand, if we were to delineate these two definitions, shame has nothing to do with God. Shame, on the other hand, is I made a mistake and therefore I'm a bad person. It's I made a mistake and I'm a mistake. Guilt is I made a mistake. Shame is I am a mistake. Guilt is a healthy dose of I did a bad thing. Shame is I am a bad person because of what I did. Very different mindsets. And so when you make a mistake, the godly thing to do as a good man, as a good father would tell to his son, a good father would say, son, you've made a mistake. Child, you've made a mistake. I still love you. I'm here by your side. Let me help you through this. A bad father, a judgmental, fear-inducing father would say, child, you made a mistake. You're a bad child. And I don't love you anymore. It's very different, night and day. And so when you make mistakes, it starts with a tiny micro decisions of thoughts, the micro decisions of a feeling that you don't want in your life, the micro decision of spending too much time on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or the internet in general, video games, the micro decision of launching the incognito browser to launch up a porn website. Those micro mistakes are the moments you have to step back and say, okay, that was a mistake, but it doesn't have to lead to shame and shadows and feeling like I'm worthless, because that's the cycle you're stuck in. If you've noticed this, let me know. When you go a long streak of feeling really on top of the world, all your goals are aligned, you feel like you're crushing everything, you feel energized, yeah? You're not acting out with porn, masturbation, or whatever your vice is, eating, overeating, being lazy, procrastinating, whatever your thing is. You go long time doing really well, let's say weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, months, and then you make one slip up, one mistake, and down you spiral into oblivion. And then you find yourself very soon after, the next day even, following down that rabbit hole further and further down this spiral, this spiraling path down to your own hell that you've created. Why does that happen? Think about it. How can you go months and months with feeling great, or weeks or days feeling on top of the world, make one mistake, and then from then on, for the next series of days, sequence after sequence of just more and more of the same behavior, the more lapses and relapses? Why does that happen? It's because you're stuck in a shame cycle. And this is the pivotal point that will break you free from any unwanted behavior, is if you can understand the shame cycle. It's the feeling of I am a bad person because I made a mistake, and I might as well stay down here and keep making mistakes because I'm already covered in dirt. I'm already covered in shadows. I'm already lit myself on fire, so I might as well just pour gasoline on myself. People struggling with porn. I already acted out, watched porn. I might as well just keep doing it because it feels good. Instead of what you could have said, which is the healthy dose of guilt, which is, I made a mistake, huh? Let me learn from that. What can I do better? Let me shed some light on these shadows. And I can tell you the fastest and most effective way to take yourself out of this shame cycle, out of this rut, is to be open about it. is to not let the enemy have any power over your shadows anymore. To not let the enemy have power over your shadows anymore. You shed light on it. So for me, it was the single pivotal decision I ever made was to tell my wife. First of all, it was when I told my parents when I was 16 years old about my whole life story experiences when I was 16. I felt this conscience level, deep desire to share with them everything I have experienced, all the mistakes I've made in my life. And I wrote to them in a letter, a very long letter, lengthy dissertation on all the mistakes I had made. And I sent it to them because I was living away from home. I sent it to them and it cleaned my conscience. After I sent that letter, I felt liberated and free. I felt free from my shadows. And from then on, from 16 onwards, I prepared myself to be a husband and father. I prepared myself to be a man that could provide. And I made that my number one priority is I want to be a husband. I want to be married. I want to have children. And when you have a clean conscience, when you rid yourselves of shadows, my friend, then it is so much easier to live a clean life, a pure life, a lustless life, a life that God intended for you originally to live, intends for all of us as men to live. That life is easier, infinitely easier when we have no shadows, because it becomes a preferred state of being when you have no shadows. You are very aware when you have no shadows, and you're more aware when you do have shadows. Because as soon as I made another mistake, maybe I made a slip up with masturbation, right? When I was preparing from 16 years old until I was married, I slipped up, but I immediately told somebody. I immediately told my parents because I wanted to clean that canvas that was pristine and clean and white. I wanted to clean it off. I didn't want a speck of dirt. I didn't want myself to be tainted in any way. And so I cleaned it up and I kept doing that until I met my wife. And after I met my wife, clean from porn, masturbation for years at that time, clean from all my vices, all my addictions, all of my thoughts, negative thoughts about myself. That was the thing that I struggled with most, is feeling negative towards myself, feeling hatred towards myself because of what experiences I've done to myself, to others, to God. And so after being clean from my conscience for so many years, getting married, being happily elated in this relationship with my wife, preparing ourselves to be parents, you know, in faith with God at the center of our relationship, I stepped back into the world of porn and masturbation unintentionally. I think we don't intentionally do this. It's part intentional and part just a series of difficult emotions and situations that lead us to one thing to another, and I eventually acted out. And here's the thing though, I could have stepped back up and said, oh wow, that was a mistake. My guilty conscience is telling me that I need to tell someone about this. I need to tell my wife, I need to get back on the horse. But what did I do instead? I doused myself in more shadows. I decided that I can't tell this to my wife. I can't tell this to anyone because look at the foundation I've created in my life as a man, as a person of faith, in my community, in my work. I can't tell anybody this. Look at the foundation I've created in my marriage. I can't tell her this. This is how I felt deep in my heart. And so instead of just getting back up and keep on climbing, what I decided to do was just stay down and engage in the same behavior, because shame is the fastest way to deal with shame. Shadows are the fastest way to deal with shadows. Not the most effective or long-term, I might add, but it's fast and it helps you feel temporarily better about it. And so I did was I kept that porn and masturbation in my life for way too long in our marriage, for way too long, until there was a point where I hated this existence. I hated being this person that wasn't aligned with who I pretended to be or who I wanted to be, really. I hated that I always was afraid of being found out. I was always afraid of somebody somewhere knowing who I really am. Afraid of letting God back into my life. That's what I was afraid of. Afraid of being seen fully. And so I just hid. Until that moment where I was like, I hate this. I hated looking at myself in the mirror, metaphorically. I hated the person I'd become. And I didn't, to be clear, I didn't hate myself. I hated the actions that I was taking. And I hated that I wasn't living my life in accordance with how I truly want to live at the deepest level of my heart. And I know that God is intending me to live. And I hated that. My conscience was like, this is terrible. And so I told her, I told my wife, I brought it up to her, I brought it back to her. She responded in the most graceful way you can possibly imagine. There are different ways that women react, wives react to a husband using porn. Some women are on very different ends of the spectrum. Let's just say that. Fortunately, my wife is one that understands. She's someone that gives compassion first, that gives understanding first. And so she received my confession with only like, okay, got it, you can beat this. That's all she said. It's like, you can beat this. And imagine the liberation that I felt when I cast light on this shadow. And the shadow has dissipated, disappeared, and fizzled to the point where I had no shadows, even though it was the scariest thing in my life to do at the time. I did it, and she received it with nothing but grace and unconditional acceptance. Imagine what that does to a man. Imagine how tearful I was that day and the days to come, of just absolute in awe that this amount of love is possible, that this amount of grace is possible. Now, I'm telling you this pivotal moment for me in my life because you're in a moment right now where you have a shadow that is lingering behind you, over you, under you, that you know is there. Your conscience knows it there. It's there. And if you don't know it's there, then it means it's time to pause and really ask yourself the question, what am I hiding? Who am I hiding from? What am I hiding and who am I hiding from? Who am I the most scared of to be seen by? And I'm not telling you guys you need to go stand at the pulpit and confess everything. I'm not telling you need to post on, socials about all the things you've done in your life. I'm telling you that there's probably one person in your life, maybe two, but probably one or two, that you're afraid of really shedding this old skin of yours, this old snake skin that is often painful, but the result is that you are born a new person. When a snake sheds its skin, it is painful because it has to use jagged rocks, and it's a difficult process, but the result is that you are a stronger, more healthy, more vibrant, more true version of you that God created you as. And so ask yourself that question. What are you hiding? Who are you hiding from? It could be a spouse. If you're married, it probably is your spouse. It could be a parent. If you're single, it likely can be a parent of yours. If it is in your faith, perhaps it's someone in your faith community. Think about that. Maybe it's your faith leader. Pastor, perhaps. Perhaps you're hiding from God. Just putting that out there, that you have this moment right now where you can change everything around. And of all the men I've talked to, including that man I talked to yesterday, it is always, always a shadow that we keep with us that we're not sharing with the right person. That is the fastest way to liberate ourselves from ourselves, because you're the one that is keeping yourself chained down. And if you're asking the question, what is a shadow? What are the shadows that you're holding onto? It could be a secret. It could be a lie. It could be a strong feeling of shame that you feel about a certain area of your life. It could be an addiction. It can be fear, a fear that you have that you keep with you and you assume that it's true, that it's going to happen, but you deep down know that that fear is not completely founded. It's completely unfounded, in fact. It could be a shadow of insecurity about yourself. It could be about your future that you're insecure about, or whatever it is, guys. There's parts of you that need to be cleansed and cleaned so that you can live a life with no shadows anymore. All right. I want to hear from you guys. I do want to hear from you guys. I make these videos because I want to be helpful. I have no ulterior motive, incentive, other than I love hearing from you. I love getting emails. I love getting comments from y'all. If you want to email me, actually, I'll give you my email right now. Just a special gift, right? And you can email me and you can share whatever you want and I will respond to you. Email is benuyama@gmail.com. And let's shed some light, all right? Shed some light. Some of that light. Some of that light, my friends. Okay? Love you, brother. I do love you with all my heart. See you in the next video. Hey bro, I hope you enjoyed that episode. You can quit porn today, guys. It just takes 30 days. In fact, we have a special promo code that's Ben, B-E-N, if you wanna get 30 days of free Covenant Eyes. And you can cancel at any time, by the way. I do recommend Covenant Eyes for three good reasons. Number one, it literally blocks porn on all your devices. Number two, it has the best accountability reporting of all the software around, if you want to use that. And number three, this is the first step to actually getting serious about quitting porn for good. This special offer again is BEN for a 30-day free trial. And I will catch you in the next episode.